People have spent a lot of time at home since the pandemic hit. I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. With time to study their house and no place to go, people have taken on home improvement projects. They're tackling overdue chores and looking forward to hosting friends. Bank of America reports that millennials are spending the most to get the work done. 1,000 people were polled during the coronavirus, and 70% decided to improve their homes with more projects planned for 2021. Younger buyers are moving into older, larger existing homes that require renovation. This may be a trend we see for several years due to an urban exodus. Paying cash for improvements will help you avoid debt and interest payments. And if you don't have it, save until you do, because unexpected repairs accompany older homes. Some of these aren't cheap, like heat and air, roofs, or plumbing issues. Research the improvements that will give you the best return on investment. They'll increase the value of your home, build equity, and make it more marketable should you need to move. Some improvements will require professionals, but it's possible to offer manual labor to reduce the cost. If you plan to continue to work from home, take some time and effort to make a designated workspace. Many ideas are available online that show you how to tweak your living environment with very little money. So with plans and a budget, you can improve your home while avoiding debt. To do so, you need to save the cash in advance. Try saving for home improvement projects using the Eli app. Saving grants confidence while eliminating financial fear. When you save $1,000, you'll be better off than 40% of all Americans who save nothing. Check out the Eli app today and download it at crown.org. That's crown.org.